Starting with Hashem, Hilchos Pasuk B'Cholav, Shir 26, Simen Tzadikei Sif Aleph. This simen speaks about nat bar nat, noisen tam bar noisen tam, meaning secondary taste. An example of that the Gemara gives is fish that absorb taste from a meat plate. There's one transfer of taste from the meat into the plate, and the second transfer of taste is from the plate into the fish. So now this fish, if the plate was fleshix, this flesh can be eaten and cooked with milk, since it's only a secondary taste. This secondary taste of meat will not answer the milk. So the source for this halacha is Gemara in Chulin, Kufir Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says, Dogam sha'alu b'kaira, Rav amar aser, la'achlam b'kutach, b'shmul amar mutar la'achlam b'kutach. Dogam that were placed on a plate used for meat, Rav says it may not be eaten with kutach, which is a milky dip, and Shmuel says it may be eaten with kutach. The Gemara concludes, Chizki says in the name of Abaye, Hilchasa dogam sha'alu b'kaira mutar la'achlam b'kutach. That fish that we put on a meat plate is mutter to eat with a milky dip. So you see that lachay is not bar nat is mutter. So now the question over here in the Rishonim is, what does it mean dogam sha'alu b'kaira? What does it mean alu? So Tosfos in Divrei Matzchol Hilchasa brings the Rivon that says in the name of Rashi that it's only permitted if the fish was put on a meat plate and the fish was hot, and even though it absorbs a klipa from the plate, and a klipa will have a taste of meat, nonetheless I can cook it with milk because it's only a little bit and it's only a secondary taste. But if fish is cooked in a meat pot, it will be asur to cook with milk. That's the Rivon. The Rosh brings the Sefer Truma that even cooking is mutter. Even if the fish is cooked in a meat pot, it can be eaten with milk. The reason is because we have three transfers of taste. One transfer of taste is from the meat into the pot, then from the pot into the water, and then the third transfer of taste is from the water into the fish. So since we have three transfers of taste, therefore it's mutter. So the Rosh says, even though you can be afraid that whatever you're cooking in the pot will touch the walls of the pot, and therefore you'll have a second transfer straight into the food, nonetheless, he says that since most of the taste spreads into the water, therefore it's mutter. The third opinion in the Rishonim is the Rashba, the Ran, and the Rambam, that also hold that cooking is mutter, and they do not differentiate between roasting and cooking, so we see that they hold that roasting is also mutter. So now let's see the Mechaber. Mechaber says, Dogam shenizbashlu or shenitzlu, fish that are cooked or roasted, b'kedeira shel basar, v'chutze yofe, she'en shum shuman dabukba, and the pot was washed well, that there's no fats of meat stuck to the pot, mutur la'ochlam b'kutach, you may eat it with this milky dip. Mishum dahavi, noisen tam ba noisen tam, because it's a nat ba nat, a secondary taste, the hetera, which is mutter, and since it has a secondary taste and still mutter, I can now go and mix it with milk. If the pot was not washed well, im yesh b'mamish sha'al panei hakadeira, if there is enough substance on the pot, yoyse me'echad b'shishim b'dogim, more than 1/60th of fish, aser la'achlam b'kutach, you may not eat it with the milky dip. So we see that the Mechaber holds, like those Rishonim, that do not differentiate between cooking and roasting, and they hold that nat bar nat is mutter even by cooking and roasting. So there's two points that are brought out here in the Pesukei Teshuva, Sifkot and Aleph. One point is, what's the din of nat bar nat into food? Until now we're speaking about, we have one taste transfer from the meat into the pot, and then from the pot into the food. What would be if you have a taste from one food to another food, and from that food to a second food? The example given is, if you bake bread next to, let's say, a potato knish. So the taste of the meat goes into the dough of the knish, and then from the knish into the bread. So can this bread be eaten with milk? We'll see later, there could be even a bigger problem, because you're not going to have flesh of bread at all. That we'll see when we get to Siman Tzedek Zayin. In any case, does this bread have a din of fleshik bread or not? So the Prima Godem brings, in the Sezov and Sifkat Nalef, he brings the Shari Doira and the Sefer Truma, that hold that the only time you permit napanat is when you have one taste into a kli, into a utensil, and from there into food. But if you have from one food to another food, or from a food to a food, and then to a utensil, that's not called two knots, and it's as if there's a direct transfer of taste from the meat into the second food or into the pot. And we don't count the transfer into food as a knot. So this is the opinion of the Prima Gaudium. This Shavidur is also brought by the Chavis Das and Biurim Sifkot and Aleph. But the Piskachuva brings those that argue, the Pnei Arye, that he holds that the print of the Prima Gaudium and the Shavidur is a mistake, and that even a knot, a transfer of taste from food to food, is also called a knot, and if you have from one food to another food, will be called a knot per knot. That's one machlokas in Negei knot per knot. The next machlokas brought in the Piskachuva is what happens if the transfer is during the cooking. For example, if a drop of milk falls on the outside of the pot when you're cooking fish in a pot. So the Chavis Das says that in such a case, since it's all during cooking, the fish is being cooked in a pot, and now during the cooking a drop of milk falls on the outside of the pot, so we say that the drop of milk goes straight into the fish, and we do not say and it's a knot by knot, because you have one knot into the kli and another knot into the fish, or into the water and then the fish. Rather, we say that it's a straight knot into the fish, and therefore, the fish is likely being cooked with milk, and if I put this fish with meat, it would be asur. That's the opinion of the Chavis Das. But the Prima Gaudium brings the Beis Ephraim, who argues and says that even during cooking, we say that it has the din of knot by knot. Those are two machlokes brought in the Piskachuva on the Sif. Now let's see Sif Beis. The Gemachaber says, Beis Ushin is bashlo b'mayim b'kaderuch ha'levis, an egg that's cooked in water in a pot that was used for milk. Mutu losis oisa b'sarchatan gulis. I can put it into a chicken. Afilu l'chatchila. Even l'chatchila. This is because we have a knot by knot. One knot from the meat into the pot, and then from the pot into the egg. Aval in this bashlo b'kaderuch in basar, but if you cook an egg with meat in the pot, for example, those that put an egg into the chalent, so it's been cooked in the same pot as meat, v'afilu b'klipa, even if the egg has the shell, asur la'echla b'kutach, you may not eat it with kutach. So what's the reason that it's asur? So the Taz says in Sifkot Beis, v'afilu b'klipa, the shell of an egg has holes. This is from the Rashba. He's quoting the Rashba, so we'll see. And the Rashba says that the shell of an egg has holes, and therefore the meat goes straight into the egg, and therefore I can't cook it with milk. And if you'll cook an egg with dye, you'll see that the dye goes into the egg. From that color. Just like those that cook the eggs and the cholent, know that the egg turns brown from the cholent. So we see that the egg shell is perforated, has some sort of tiny holes, and therefore the taste goes through, and even the coloring goes through. It's for this reason that the Chachamim asured, if you found in the pot an egg that had chick in it, so now the chick is asur, because it wasn't shechted, and it will aser the food in the pot. V'tiru beitza asura, and they matured an egg of, let's say, a tummy animal, which is aser, and nonetheless, if you find an egg of a tummy animal in the food, cooking it with the other eggs, it won't aser the rest of the food. Why? Shezu peletes sir shalafroyach, v'zu eni peletes elezei ba'alma. So the reason is because the taste of the chick comes out on the asr of the food, but if it's only an egg without a chick, it's just an asr egg from a tummy animal, the taste of the egg doesn't asr. That's the din in the Gemara, that we see that the taste of the egg is not strong enough to asr food. But in any case, we see from here that the brios from the egg will come out of the egg, and just like it comes out of the egg, it will go into the egg, and therefore if an egg is cooked with meat in a pot, it becomes fleshix and may not be eaten with milk. I can't understand a Rashba. I'm a VBC Yosef. So the Taz asks, "V'tzoch iyun v'mashikasev amar v'simin pei vav v'sipei." This is a question on what the Amar says in Simin Pei Vav. The Amar says over there, "The im habeitzin akuba dina kaklufa." That if an egg of a tummy animal has holes, that it has a din of its, if it's peeled. Because even though we said that an egg of a tummy animal doesn't have enough taste to ask for other food, that's only if it has a peel on it. But if it's a peeled egg, it will ask for the other food. So the Rama says that if there's holes in the peel, it will also ask for the other food. So the Taz asks, it's a question. We just said from the Rashba that all eggshells have holes, are perforated, and it will go out and it will give off tastes. Afilu hachi mutter bebeitz asura. Nonetheless, it's mutter. She'ene peletes ela zeya, because it only gives off zeya, means it doesn't give off taste. The maishna nakav b'telada, I should like b'telada. What's the difference if the holes are natural or the holes are not natural? So since we see that by natural holes, it won't give off taste, even though there's holes that won't give off taste, so why if there's unnatural holes, why does one must say that it gives off taste? What's the difference if it's natural holes or not natural holes? V'ilav pekodush da rajba. If not, the holy mouth of the rajba said this, and you see, Omer would have said that a neck of a beta, with a lot that there's no natural holes in an eggshell. Rather, it goes absorbs just like blias go through the pot, it also goes through the shell. From the food inside or outside, goes inside. And therefore, we'll have an answer on the Ramah that naturally there's no holes, and therefore it doesn't answer. But if there's holes, then it will answer because the egg itself will go out and answer. But if there's no holes, then since it's only a taste of the egg, taste of the egg can answer. So the Gemara says on this that the reason the Rashba has to say that there's holes is because otherwise we would be a nat bar nat. You'll have one taste transferred from the meat into the shell, and then from the shell into the egg. Therefore he has to say that there's holes, so that it goes straight through. So if there's holes, wise one must say that holes will answer, since we know that an egg in the shell won't answer. So he says there's a difference between natural holes, which are very, very small, and the holes that are made afterwards, that are a little bigger, and therefore the part of the egg itself will come out and answer. Just like we know, if you put a cold egg into a boiling pot of water, many times the egg cracks, and some of the egg comes out, some of the whites comes out and goes into the pot. So this whites will answer if there's holes or if there's a crack. But if there's no cracks, if the egg is whole, nothing comes out, and even if a little bit of taste comes out, this taste is not strong enough to answer, since it's only an egg. Unless it's a chicken, the egg, then the chick itself will give off enough taste to answer the food. That's the Taz of cotton base. So now let's see the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh mechmirim b'tzliya u'bishel. Now those that are stringent by roasting and cooking, le'aser noisen tam by noisen tam, to answer even if there's a nat by nat. That if fish was cooked or roasted in a pot that was used for meat, it may not be eaten with milk. The meaning is that lechatchila, fish or anything cooked in a fleshic pot may not be eaten or put together with milk, but b'di'ebed, if you mixed it with milk, you can eat it. So the Shachob here says that even though according to the Mechaber, something cooked in a meat pot can be eaten with milk, that's only once it was already cooked in the pot. But one cannot intentionally cook something in a fleshic pot if he wants to eat it with milk. So to further explain, we have to know over here by nat by nat, there's always three steps. There's the step before you start doing anything. I know, let's say I want to eat these potatoes together with cheese. So everyone, even the Mechaber, agrees that lechatchila I should not cook it in a meat pot if I'm going to go and put it afterwards with cheese. That's step one. Then what happens if I already cooked the potatoes in a meat pot? That's step two. So in step two, now we have a machlikas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, you mean if the potatoes were already cooked in a meat pot, I may now go and eat them with cheese. And according to Lamar, I may not go and put cheese on these potatoes. But if, step three, I already did put cheese on these potatoes, it's after the fact, so over here the Lamar will agree that the potatoes may be eaten. That's the halacha of the Sif. The Shach and Sif Kotan Dalet says that according to the Marshal, and seems how the Shach paskens, that there's a difference between cooking and roasting. If the potatoes were cooked in a meat pot, since there's water, so many Rishonim, the Brash in the name of the Sefer Truma and others hold that it's a mutter. Therefore, if I put cheese on these potatoes, it's mutter. But what happens if I roasted a potato in a meat pot, and there was no liquid medium, the taste of the pot went straight into the potato? So in such a case, the Marshal holds that certainly I may not put cheese on it, and even if I did put cheese on it, it's usher and I cannot eat the potato. That's because he holds the difference between roasting and cooking. Roasting is more chomer, and therefore the potato is usher even b'dieved. So, in all these cases, as we learn through the Sif, we have to keep in mind in which stage we're holding. Are we holding it before the fact? I didn't even cook anything yet, and the question is my intention to eat it with the other men? May I do it? And then we have to know what's the din if I already cooked it, and then what's the din if it was already mixed with the other men. That's one point. Another point brought out here, over here in the Taz, is what's the din of fish and meat? We know that one may not eat fish and meat together. So, let's see the Taz inside Sif Katan Gimel. Let's start two lines into the Taz in the Machon, starting from the words Ve'ein Ladaktik. So the Taz says, Ve'ein Ladaktik, the Mashmakan, Dafke im Cholav Aser, Hadog, Avo b'fnei atmei shari. We should not infer from here, from the Machaber. The Machaber says in Sif Aleph that if you cook fish in a meat pot that was dirty and is not 60 against the meat, the fish may not be eaten with milk. But even though there's no 60, we can infer that it may be eaten by itself. So the question is, how can we eat it by itself? Since there's a taste of meat in the fish, it should be usher to eat, because we may not eat fish and meat together because of a sakana. It could bring it to disease, sickness. So we can infer that it's mutter from here. So the Taz asks, Hoyesh boy isur mishum sakana. There's an isur of sakana, of disease. Kumashikos of simen kuf yudvav, and kuf tazayin in Yodea, it speaks about it, these things that are also because of sakana. And so it says over there, Sheyesh sakana in this bashal dog in basar. And we see over there that you may not cook fish with meat. So the Taz says, don't infer this. The kan lo nachasu din ze. Over here, he's not talking about this din. Ela b'mashen egele in not bernat. He's only talking about the din of not bernat. But don't infer that it's mutter to eat by itself, because then you'll see in some kuf tazayin that it's usher if this meat taste from fish being cooked together with meat, it's usher to eat. V'chein kasev v'shalom perikir anoshesem tazvav. Elo. That fish cooked in a meat pot is mutter to be eaten, and we do not say that this is a sakana. The platos, the taste that come from the pot, will not answer the fish. Because the Gemara is mefurish that meat put on a hot plate that was used for meat is mutter. So we see that the platos, the taste that come from the plate, will not answer the fish. So the Taz says, "V'tzorchiyan lefizeh mashu zachartikan." This is a tzorchiyan on what I wrote before. So the Imam Bin explains that the Taz is saying that from the Issa Behetu we see that only the taste that come from the plate, from the utensil, is mutter. But if it's cooked together with meat itself, it would be usher. So that does not answer the question on the Mechaber, that from the Mechaber we can infer that it's mutter, even if it's cooked together with meat. So therefore we'll have to say, like the Taz said before, that the Mechaber is not teaching us the din over here, and he relied on what he wrote in Simen Kuf Tazayin. But the Taz says, Abol Masha Omu B'zeh Dogam She'olah B'Kaira, that from the raya that the Issa Behetu brings from the Gemara, Yesh Lulmad M'zeh that She'ein Sakana B'Achilas Dog She'yesh Bo Itam Basar, that there's no sakana to eat fish that has a taste of meat, b'mashen es bashal, b'kli, b'nyol moshel buster. The taste that absorbs from being cooked in a mitpat, even if it was used within 24 hours, is mutter. The harm, you never gomor, the harbe achlu dogam shu alav kaiva. So we see that even fish cooked in a mitpat is mutter. That's the Taz Negea to fish and meat. So let's continue on the Ramah. So we're holding after the word Oroch in parentheses. The Ramah says, V'dafko le'echol em cholav, V'abasar atzmoy. The only thing that's usher to do is something cooked in a meat pot may not be eaten with milk or meat, the opposite min that it was cooked in. Aval litnom b'kli shalehem, but to put it in the opposite keli, mutter lechatchila. May be done if you even lechatchila. If you cook potatoes in a meat pot, even if it's ben yomo, I can now go and eat it on milchik kelim. So the Shach in Sikkot Hay discusses whether it can be poured directly from the, let's say, fleshik pot into the, let's say, a milchik bowl. So we'll learn in Sif Gimel that the Ramah says that if something is poured from a fleshik into something milchik, and they're both ben yomo, it's usur. So therefore, over here, you'll have to say that it was not poured directly from the pot into the kli of the other men. Rather, let's say you cook on a fleshik pot of potato, you can take it out with a fleshik fork, and then put the potato onto a milchik plate. The Maaseh, the Shach says that b'di'eved, even if it was poured, it's mutter, since we hold that nakbanat is mutter b'di'eved. And the only time it's usur, is as we'll learn, is if, let's say, a fleshik kli is washed in a milchik bowl. In such a case, it would be usur. But if it's poured from one to the other, it's mutter b'di'eved. Now you could see this in the Shach inside, by itself. The next point in the Ramah is Mechain, after the test of the Bira Agua. The Ramah says Mechain im loy nizbashlo ay nitzu tchila mak olu b'kli shol basar. If the meat was not cooked or roasted in a fleshik pot, it was only placed, let's say, on a fleshik plate, muter le'echlon im cholav asmi. You can then eat it with the other men, let's say with milk. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Dogam she'olu b'kayva." So the Ramah paskening lechatchila like the Ravon that holds olu means it was put on the plate. Since we pasken like Shmuel, not banan is mutter. So in such a case, if it was placed on a, let's say, meat plate, it can be eaten with milk, or v'chein lehepach, or vice versa. But over here as well, the Shach and Taz point out that this is only once it was already placed on the plate. Step two that we said before, but to put something hot on a, let's say, a fleshik plate should not be done if I have an intention to eat it with milk. Step one, he agrees, is usur. Because the whole Gemara says, Dogam she'olu b'kayra, if it was already placed on the plate, but to place it intentionally on the plate, if I know that I will eat it with the other men, that should not be done. Then the Ramah continues, by the yud of the Bir Agua, V'chein im hoya ha'kli sh'nizbashlo anislid boy levgam. If the kli that the fish was cooked in or roasted in was lefgam, even though it was cooked or roasted, since it gives a bad taste. Why does it give a bad taste? Shalayhaya ben yoimai, because it was not used in the last 24 hours. Any kli that was not used in the last 24 hours does not give a good taste into food. So if it was cooked in a pot that was ena ben yomo, noigim hetu lechatchila la'achlam amamenasheni, then I can put it with the other men. If I cook potatoes in an ena ben yomo meat pot, I can eat them with cheese. So now again, we have to know what's the din lechatchila. May I cook something in an ena ben yomo pot with the intention to eat it with the other men? So this is a machlokes. The Bir Agua in Sifkot Yud, let's see the end, he says, Ba'af b'kedeiwa ein osu lechatchila she'ena bas yoyma ela mishum gzeiwa otu bas yoyma. The whole reason one may not cook milk, let's say, in an ena ben yomo meat pot, even though we said that it doesn't aser, because it's the bleels from the pot are ena ben yomo, still it may not be done lechatchila. Why? Because it's a gzera. Maybe I'll come to cook it when it's a ben yomo. Masha'ein ken kan, da'af ben yomo mutter medina. Over here, we do not make this gzera. Since even ben yomo is mutter medina, means b'di'eved, not banat is mutter, so therefore, there's no gzera of ena ben yomo ata ben yomo. So since there's no gzera of ena ben yomo ata ben yomo, so we see that the Gro holds that it would be mutter even lechatchila to cook in an ena benyomo meat pot, even though I know that I will be eating it with cheese. However, the Chochmas Odom in Simin Mem Beis says that it's also lechatchila to cook in an ena benyomo pot, means step one, if I know that I will be eating it with milk. Since Nesan Tam Lefkam is also lechatchila. This is what the modern day place can paskan lechalam maisa. This is how the Barei Shulchan paskans, and the Foifer paskans, and the Sefer Kisser Basa B'cholov. One more point made by the Bama is by the Yud Aleph of the Gra. The Bama says, B'chol zeh kisha ha-meichel ene dover chorof. When do we say that it's mutter to put something cooked in an ene benyoma pot with the other men? That's only if it was not a sharp food. Aval im hoya dover chorof. But if it's a sharp food, kugoyin shebishlu dvorim chavifim bekli shel baser, filu enem benyomo. For example, I cooked a sharp food in a fleshed pot, even though the pot was enem benyomo. I shedochu tavlin b'maduch shel baser, or I crushed spices in a meat crusher. Im achlu b'cholav. The word achlu over here is a mistake. It should say either it was nasnuhu or b'shluhu. It was placed or cooked together with milk. Oyser afilu b'di'eved. It's also even b'di'eved, and the ikashishim neged habasa habalua b'hem. Until the 60 against the meat that's absorbed when the kli that was used. This is because, by dava choref, we don't say two things. We don't say not for not, and therefore even b'di'eved it's oser. And furthermore, we'll say that even an eina ben yomo kli will give a good taste into the food. This is known as machalya l'shvach, that it sweetens the taste, and even if the kli is ena ben yomo, it will give a good taste into the food cooked in it, and we don't say not but not, so therefore if I mix it together with the opposite men, it's aser even b'di'eved. So the Mokon concludes, u'mekol mokim lo'y mikri meichel dover choret, mishum ma'at tavlin shaboy. We don't say something is called spicy if it has a little spices in it. Rak im kulehu davar choref, only if it's completely a davar choref, v'rubei kakulei, or it's mostly a davar choref. V'ayin l'kaman simon tzad vav. So we see over here that davar choref is only something that's completely davar choref. If you put a little spices into food, it doesn't make it a davar choref. It's only, for example, if you fried onions in a enem benyomo meat pot, and I put these onions together with something milchix, it will answer the food, unless the 60 against the onions.